This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with Kimberly Locke about her cooking show. But first, the cost of attending a wedding is estimated to hit $673 on average per guest this year, up 14% from a year ago and nearly double the $339 spent by guests in 2012. According to the annual American Express Spending and Saving Tracker, members of the wedding party itself will fork out even more, spending an estimated $701 this year versus $618 last year. An estimated 79 million Americans will bear witness to couples across the country saying, "I do" this year versus 67 million last year. The lion's share of the costs go to airfare, $225 per person, up 125% from 2014. Hotel accommodations, about $170, up 86%. Dining out, $116, up 90% over the same period a year ago. And dressing up, $95, up 53%. Possibly because of the expense of actually getting to the wedding, Americans plan to spend less on their gifts for the bride and groom, paying $106 for a wedding gift this year, down from $109 in 2014. And if the recipient is a family member, the average gift costs $142, still down from $150 last year. As for destination weddings, about 72% of respondents in the survey said they find destination weddings too expensive. But this hasn't stopped couples from holding their nuptials in far-off places. Nearly one quarter of all weddings are destination weddings now, according to a survey of 16,000 brides released last year by wedding website TheKnot.com. A regular contributor here each week is Kimberly Locke, an American Idol finalist from season 2, and now involved in so many things. Her website, KimberlyLockOfficial.com. That's where you can find out about all the aspects of her career. Kimberly, good to talk to you again.
Oh, always good to talk to you, Mike.
The singer, the coach, and the cook. So let's focus on the cook today, because I know you've got a cool segment coming up about a makeover. Tell everybody about this.
One of my really good friends, she is a celebrity photographer. But a part of what she does, I like to call it her feel-good project, is she does feel-good makeovers for mothers. And these are mothers who, you know, mothers always, they're always the last person on their list to take care of. So they come into her studio, and she does a full photo shoot on them, and she makes them over. And we are doing a segment on a local morning show at the end of the month in Connecticut, on Connecticut Style. And we're bringing one of the mothers in for her to talk about her experience. So Laura's going to make her over, and I'm going to make over her favorite dish. And one of her favorite dishes is lasagna. So I am going to, instead of using pasta in the lasagna, I'm going to use zucchini.
You're going to use what?
Zucchini.
Oh, zucchini. I thought you were kidding.
No. I love that response. You're going to use what?
Well, now, how are you going to do that, Kimberly?
Well, you know, it's an easy replacement. Instead of layering the pasta with the sauce and the ricotta and the mozz, because the lasagna is heavy. I mean, I just named off three cheeses that are in that lasagna. So if you can take out the pasta, you save so many calories, and you add in some nutrition, and that's what it's about. It's more about getting the nutrition. So you take the zucchinis, you slice them very thinly, long ways, and you just layer them just like you would a regular lasagna, and it's absolutely delicious. It's actually one of my favorite things.
Well, now, my wife loves zucchini, so this is probably something that she would scoff up. How did you come up with this?
Well, you know, I mean, how long have I been on this health journey? You know, ever since I, you know, started losing weight and realizing that I really can't eat out of a box for the rest of my life, I knew it was imperative that I get my butt in the kitchen and figure it out. And one of the things I noticed is that when I eat pasta, sometimes I get a really bad upset stomach. The same thing with pizza. So I was like, okay, what is it that I love the most about both of those things? And I love tomato sauce. So I started to just experiment with different things. And so I also do an eggplant lasagna, and I do a zucchini lasagna, where you just use the eggplant and the zucchini to layer. And it's just about getting in the kitchen and finding out what works for you.
Yeah, terrific. And now, are they going to have you cook the entire meal live on TV, or do you get to prepare it beforehand?
I will be prepared before I get there.
I was going to say, that's a pressure cooker right there.
Exactly. So, you know, I'll prep everything before I get there. I'll do a little demonstration. It's interesting, you know, doing it live to tape, so to say, because you have to be prepared. You have to have everything there, and you have to have your steps, you know, step one, step two, because when you're teaching people, they want to know exactly what to do, when to do it. And you can't leave out anything.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to leave out something important. And they say, wait,
right.
Hang on.
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
got to come back next week to tell everybody how to complete the recipe.
Exactly.
So are we going to take these clips and send them to the Food Network for the next big Food Network star?
Well, you know, it's really funny because, you know, that's one of the reasons why I started cooking with Kimberly, because probably 6 years ago, I was out there really pitching myself to do my own, to do a cooking show on television, and I just couldn't, you know, it just didn't happen. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it myself. And it's been great, actually, because now I own the brand. I own the Cooking with Kimberly brand. I own, you know, the logo, the name. I control it, you know, so whatever I want to do, you know, I get to do it. It's very fun. Actually, right now, I am experimenting with planting a garden, and I'm sharing it through my newsletter with all of my fans, and it's part of Cooking with Kimberly because I can take those vegetables from my garden right into my kitchen, and I'm going to be able to make great meals and great salads all summer long.
It's finally dawning on me, you're a control freak. You want to have the ingredients,
well,
the cooking show, the final result. I'm just kidding, of course.
Well, you know what they say. If you want something done, do it yourself.
Well, and that's it. So you're doing everything now for yourself.
Yeah. It's really great, though. It's very, it's nice to watch Cooking with Kimberly grow and evolve. We're getting a new logo. So I'm just really excited about everything.
And you're working with these pressure cooker people out of New Jersey, I recall.
Yeah, so the pressure cooker, Life Fusion Brands, Fusion Life Brands, they have a series of products that I'm very fortunate I get to, you know, work with and use. So one of the things I did with them was the pressure cooker, which, by the way, if you don't have one, you've got to get one. These things are like so, they do so many different things and half the time. And I absolutely love my pressure cooker, and I'm looking forward to using it this summer to jar vegetables.
All right, and you're going to take them from your garden, right? So there you go.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like a complete cycle.
One-stop shop here.
Well, that's it. All right, so now you're going to serve this lasagna to this mom after her makeover, and you're going to have your, what's your friend's name, the photographer?
Laura Warnick. She is, you know, it's so funny, Mike, we meet so many people in our line of work, and I met Laura about 2 years ago, and she called me because she wanted to do a photo shoot on me. Well, of course, I was never able to schedule it and pin it down. Well, she came to meet me at my show in Danbury last year, and she was like, I just want to stop by and introduce myself to you and say hi. And we've been friends ever since, and she is just an awesome person, and this, what she does with moms is really great, because sometimes the moms come in with their daughters and they do a mother-daughter photo shoot, and it has so much meaning, and it's just a great feel-good opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, and I guess she's a pretty good photographer too, if you're, you know.
She really is. Yeah, you can check her out. She's at laurawarnickphotography.com. You can
all
check
right.
her out.
The thing I get about photographers, and I'm not a very good one myself, but I pretend to be, but the professional photographers out there, they really do have an eye for detail and shading and lighting and shadow, and they really know how to bring the best out in a photo.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about in this segment. You know, we live in the age of the selfie, and people don't understand there is a right way and a wrong way to take a selfie. I'm sure you may have taken a picture of yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't like that picture because the angle is wrong or the lighting is wrong. And that is, you know, these are all the things that the professional photographers know, but those of us running around with our little iPhones and iPhone cameras, we don't necessarily know that stuff. So that's one of the things we're going to be sharing in that segment.
All right. I'm going to have to listen in so that I can pick up some helpful tips. You know, one of the things I found when I take selfies with groups of people, because it's right in front of me, I get the flash in my eye. So I'm all like, you know, whited out.
and have to start getting on the ends.
Yeah, I got to get in the middle somehow. And then the other thing I notice is that when you take the picture, I'm usually like staring down at the camera, so you get this great nostril shot, which you really don't want.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you now how to fix that. Hold your arm up and shoot down on yourself. Nobody wants a nostril shot.
Well, thanks a lot. Now I've got like 1,500 of them. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you won't have any more.
I won't have any more.
Stay forward.
Always look up.
Definitely.
We'll talk to you next week, and you have exactly 7 days to come up with a brand new career because you've already got about 5 or 6 of them going on.
You got it. I think I can do that.
All right. Thanks, Kimberly.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. With Kimberly Locke, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Consider this. Half of all jobs never get advertised until they're filled. And these hidden jobs are the ones you really want.
So says Duncan Matheson, author of the book Unlock the Hidden Job Market. He suggests you start your search by making a list of 100 people you know.
It won't be easy, but it's important because the people who aren't top of mind are often your best resources. Duncan learned this technique from a guy who got a job thanks to the 100th person on his list.
Use social networks to reconnect with them. Ask if there's any way you can help them. Then tell them what you're looking for. Ask them who they know who might be able to help you.
Keep networking to find that job nobody knows about. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think great. Harrison with you. There's a hardy natural plant substance that appears stronger than cement, but it's still controversial here. Imagine a building material that's not only stronger than cement, but 6 times lighter in weight. Its prime ingredient, one of the oldest weeds known, and the weed itself isn't even used. We're talking about hemp waste mixed with cement. A French house builder says she discovered the ancient recipe from Egyptian archaeologists. And unlike traditional cement, which uses coal and medical waste and car tires for heat in its curing, this ancient Egyptian cement is not only hugely stronger, but 6 times lighter in weight and could be the world's green alternative. Except that hemp, a sister to the marijuana plant, is still labeled as, quote, dangerous to society. But given today's economy and environment, is that still going to be so true? From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.